Tonight we will be speaking about the din of if there's two chatzeros and there's a mechitza in between or a ditch, and it makes it into two parts, two different chatzeros. What could we do in order that the ditch should become bato and it should be called like one chatzer? That's called bitul ofor or tevin. If you fill it with dirt or tevin, sometimes it could be mevato the ditch and the chatzeros become one. The sukkah is in Eruvin and in Sukkah. The Gemara here in Eruvin, the Mishnah starts in Daf in Chesam and Beis. Mishnah says Cholitz shebein shnei chatzeros amuk yud v'rochav dalet ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echot. If there's a ditch in between two chatzeros and it's deep 10 tfachim and it's wide 4 tfachim, which means that it's a reshus bifnei atzmo, afilu mole kashi teven, it's also called, considered a hefsek, a hevdel between the two chatzeros. You may learn that it just divides them, and it could be because it's a reshus bifnei atzmo, so it's one reshus in between two reshuyos. A koponim, it divides it into two separate chatzeros, and they cannot make a eruv together since they have a mechitza in between them. Even if it was full of kash or tevin, straw, or different kinds of straw, so it's the mice of the ditch is full, and it's not being mafsig between them, but still it's considered as if the ditch is there, only it's full. It's like a kli that's filled with something. So still the ditch is kayam, and the chatzeros are separate. But what would be mole opor etzoreros? Now v'nechot v'ein ma'alvin shnayim. If the ditch was full with dirt or stones, that's considered like dirt, so then it's considered as if it's closed up and there's no ditch anymore. And nele, it's considered like all one chotzer. So each one is mevato for the other one. That means each one answers the other, and you must make eruv together, both chatzeros. That's the part of the Mishnah that we're going to be talking about. And the Gemara asks, "V'teven lechayitz? Teven, it doesn't make a chatzitz. That means it doesn't make a closing of the ditch. Well, nan tanan mat ben sheben shtei chatziros gavoy asor tefachim ma'al ben shnayim ve'in ma'al ben echot. That if there is a pile of straw in between two chatziros, so it's considered like a mechitza, and it separates the two parts into two separate chatziros." So if the gabi a mechitza that's in the height, it becomes a mechitza, straw is a mechitza. So if so, straw in a ditch should also be called that it fills it up. That means if we would consider that it doesn't fill it up, so straw is like it's there temporarily. So also by a mechitza, it shouldn't be considered a mechitza, it should be called as if it's temporary. Omar Abaye, Linyan Mechitze, Kulal Melech Pligi Davye Mechitze. When we're talking about a Mechitze, so straw is considered a Mechitze, Lamaise, there's a wall of straw in between the two Chatzeros, so it's considered a Mechitze. Abo Linyan Chatzitze, Ibat Lechaitz, Vilebat Lechaitz. Abo Legabe Chatzitze, when we're talking about a Chatzitze, that means to fill up a ditch with straw. So if you're Mevatele to the ditch, it's bottle, but if you're not mevatel it, so it's not bottle. So memela, our Mishnah that's talking about a harit that your memale was tevin, and he was not mevatel it, just stoma. That means he just filled it with tevin, he never went to be mevatel it, beferush. So memela, it's still considered that the ditch is open, and it's mafsik between the two chatzirs. Rashi here says, Avolinyan chatzitze lochutz bifnei avir acharit. Lidon kesosum, the mashvis leke are. Rashi means is explaining why is it called chatzitza. What's the lashon chatzitza? Rashi says because the avir acharitz is like a reshus, and if you say it's chotzitz by between the avir, it stops it up. The lidon kesosum, the mashvis leke are. Rashi says how could it be called sosum if you make as if it's called dirt, as if it's called part of the ground. Ibatle, so it could also mean, Rashi might also mean the mashvis lekara, not davka, that it's considered like ofor, only it means mashvis lekara, just like the dirt is there permanently, so the same thing, the tevin is like it's as if it's dirt. Rashi says what's called batle, today that it should stop up the haritz, is called, if he says mefurish, where he talks and he says that lo shakil nele meyoche batil viloy loy batil, he says I'm not going to take it away from here. Once he says he's not going to take it away from there, it's considered as if it's dirt and it's batil. But if he doesn't say that, it's not batil. The Gemara then says molei ofo. If it's molei ofo, the Mishnah says that it's mevato v'charitz. Afilu b'stoma. Afilu if he filled up dirt in the ditch b'stoma and he didn't say anything that he's mevato, it just he filled it up. So we say it's bottom. Votanan says in the Mishnah in Olo is legabe tume. If there's a tumas mes, a kazais of a mes in a house, so memele the whole house should be molei tume. Whoever goes into the house, even not near the mes, is under one roof with the mess, is a oil a mess, and it's metani. But what if shemilo tevenoi tzroiros ubitloi botel? If he filled up the house with straw or dirt or stones, so it's botel the house, and it's botel from a oil a mess, so memele it's as if the mess is without a oil, it's as if it's under the sky, so then it's tumah ritzutso bekas v'oile. Today that a tumah should be called, a kazayis min hames should be called an oel hames, it has to have a tefach on top of it, and also a pesach tefach. If it doesn't have a tefach on top of it, it's all stopped up, so it's as if there's no oel, and its tumah ritzutso just goes straight up against it, but not under one roof. So the Mishnah here, it says, teven oy tzroyrois, that means either straw or dirt, ubitloy bottom. So we see that you have to be mevatelit. Bitloy ein loy bitloy loy. In our Mishnah it says molei ofor is mashma bistom. And it doesn't say in the Mishnah that molei ofor is that he was mevatel the ofor to the ditch. Only bistom, because it's dirt and it's in dirt, so it's bottom. And by the house, we say that it's you filled it up with dirt only if you're mevatel. If you said you're mevatel, you're not going to take it out, then it's bottom. But if not, it's as if it's one oil a mess, and whoever goes on the side is also tome. He says that olos is a different tana. It's Rabbi Yossi. Then the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi, ipchish aminole. The Rabbi Yossi really holds that you don't need bitul. The tana Rabbi Yossi emel teven vein osid lefanoi se yariu kistam ofor ubotel. If you put straw in this house where it has kazais min ames, and you're not planning on taking out the straw from the house, you're planning on leaving it there. Or so the memele has a din like stam offer. If you put offer stoma, so offer usually your mevato there. Offer, so then it's bottle. Offer v'osid lefanoi. So if you put in dirt and you're planning on taking out the dirt, you're just leaving it temporarily. Areu kestam teven v'loy bottle. Then it has a din like stam teven. Teven stoma without being mevato, it's not bottle. So we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't need bitul. So why did you say Rabbi Yossi holds that you need bitul? Elom Ravasi mantane eruvin Rabbi Yossi. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds by olos, by tumas mes, that you don't need to be mevato and bestoma its bottle. So the same thing by our Mishnah l'chabgabe charitz. In eruvin, if you put an offer of bestoma, it's bottle. By temin you need bitul, but offer of stoma is bottle. That's one teretz. So one teretz is that it's a machlekes rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. The fear rabbanan and olos that you need bitul for offer. So also by the charitz with offer you need bitul. The fear Rabbi Yossi that by olos you don't need bitul for offer in the house. So also by charitz and eruvin you don't need bitul. That's one teretz. Another teretz the Gemara says Ravuna breid Rabbi Yeshua amar tume ashabes koromis. You're asking from Tume, from the Mishnah and Olos of Kazayis Min Hames, and you filled the house with offer. On our Mishnah of Charit that you filled with offer, Hanach Isol Shabbos Dafilu Al Neki Nami Mevatelinch. Leave Isol Shabbos. It doesn't have to do with Olos, because by Isol Shabbos, because there's a Isol on Shabbos to move the offer, it's Muktzeh. So Memele is Mevatelit, and even a wallet with money that's Muktzeh, a person is Mevatel. So Memele. By Tume, a person needs maybe to be mevatelit beferish. But by Shabbos, since there's an Easter, so you don't need bitul beferish, the Easter itself is as if you were mevatelit. Here Rashi says, Hanach Iso Shabbos, kigoin masnisin, kibon de ofor eno nitol b'Shabbos, stomei botil. Our Mishnah is talking about ofor, an offer is not nitol b'Shabbos because it's muktzeh. So Rashi says stomei is botel, and Amish is talking about stomei. Afilu arneki ki smolei mo is botel shom. Avol teven v'kash nitol Michael Beimer. Rashi says that arneki is a ki smolei mo is botel because it has the isur of muktzeh to take it away. But teven v'kash, since it's nitol Michael Beimer, you could take it away. For a Michael Ben, it's not Muktzeh and Shabbos, and Memele, it's not Botel. This Rashi is very, needs a pshat, because Rashi says, Hanachis or Shabbos, Kibon the offer, and no Nitol B'Shabbos, Stomei Botel. Why does Rashi say Stomei Botel? Even if you know that you're going to take it out after Shabbos, it should also be Botel. Just like Arneke, Arneke is a Kis Mole Mot. For sure, after Shabbos, you're going to take it out. So Memele, it's Botel, even if you know for sure you're going to take it. So why does Rashi say by offer, that dafke stomei botel? I didn't find anybody should talk about it. Maybe the deal because Rashi stands there because the Mishnah is stomei. Rashi needs a pshat. On koponim the fear abuna breda of Yeshua, he says that by Shabbos is stomei is botel because it's an Easter Shabbos. Whenever there's an Easter Shabbos, you don't need bitul beferush. It's enough that you won't be able to take it away. Rav Ashi Yoma bayis acharitz korom is, you're asking from bayis of tume on a charitz. You're usually going to close it up. So memela, anything that covers it up should be bottled to it. So offer stoma should be bottled. Elobais lemitam yikoi. A house is not omed to be stopped up with offer. So memela, by a bais, if you put in an offer, you would need to be mevatel it, because it's not the derech to put offer in a bais to stop it up. So you have to be mevatel et beferush. But by a ditch, that's a ditch in the ground over there, so because it's omed to be stopped up, so memela you don't need to be mevatel beferush, it's enough if you put offer in it. So we have three pshatim in the Gemara. The first and the last pshat is that either by all those is the Rabbonon and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. There's a machlokes Rabbonon Rabbi Yossi, and all those and Eruvin is the same. If Rabbi Yossi holds by all those, by Tumas Mes, you don't need to be Mevatel. So by Eruvin also, you don't need to be Mevatel Befurash. And Lefi the Rabbana, that by Tumas Mes, you need to be Mevatel. So by Eruvin also, you need to be Mevatel. Lefi Rav Ashi, so Bais doesn't need to be Mevatel. And Harit, you need to be Mevatel. So you need that. So what we need here is Lefi these two terutz. You need that it's offer that you're not going to take it out. You're going to leave it there. But the shaila is, do we need bitul beferush or not? Lefi Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, it's a different pshat. Lefi Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, it's enough even if we know that he's going to take it out. But it's enough to know that he's not nitol on Shabbos. If he's not going to be able to take it out on Shabbos, so it's botel and it becomes a sosum, the whole charitz. And Tosfos says, and the Mishnah, Tosfos says, Afilu mole kash u mole teven. Tosfos says, be kash be teven anitolin be Shabbos ayri. The Mishnah is talking which teven is not botel, the teven that's nital on Shabbos, like Rashi said, that it's nital on Michael Behem. The loikai de leel pagra tumuna be teven, the omar be gemora da filu arneki mevatel inish. The Gemara says, and dafa in Zion on it base, over there we're talking. Beiko the sugya is talking about two chatzeros, and you have a kosel in between. And that kosel is, if it's high 10 tfochim and it's wide 4 tfochim, so for sure the two chatzeros are separate. But now we're talking about using the top of the kosel. So if it's a reshus bifnei atzmo, so you can use the top, but you can't take it down into the chotzer. If it's not a reshus bifnei atzmo, so it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmo, if you could use the top to be able to take from there or not. And Shmuel says, Rabbi Yochanan says that you can use the top, Elu Malin Mikan Voichlin, Elu Malin Mikan Voichlin. You could use the top. Then the Emshech the Gemara says, Koisel, Rabbune Omar Rav Nachman, Koisel Sheben Shtei Chatzeros. If that means one side of the koisel is 10 tfochim high from the chotzer, the other side is lower. That means the level of the ground is not even. So on one side, that means one side, one chotzer. Rashi says it's one chotzer that is, it's level with the ground, And the other chotzer, it's like a kosel higher than the ground. Noisni noisoi, so the shaila is, to who do we give the tashmish of this kosel? Do we give it to the higher chotzer, or do we give it to the lower chotzer? We have a klal that we don't say, if they didn't make a eruv together, if they're two separate chatzeros, so they can't use the same reshus together. So we give the kosel either to the top one or to the bottom one. So here it says, noisni noisoi loze sheshove l'oretz, mishum dav loze tashmish benachas, v'loze tashmish bekoshe. The one that kosels even to the ground, so there he's using it in an easy way. So it belongs to him, the tashmish of this kosel. But the one that is higher, 10 tfachim, so for him, the tashmish of the kosel is harder, so we don't give that tashmish to him. Kol loze benachas, v'loze bekoshe, noisni noisoi loze shetashmish benachas. Then the same case is by a charit sheben shtei chatzeros, tzido yechod omei kasoro, v'tzido yechod shove l'oretz. You give it to the one that's shove l'oretz, because it's tashmishoi benachas, and the one that it's omei is tashmishoi bekoshe. So we have different ways of giving the tashmish of the certain elements in the chotzer to either the top one or the bottom one. Then the Gemara says, bole matoi. You want to be mebayit this kosel that it was high ten tfachim, and because of that, it was not shaykh to both chatzeros. You make it lower than ten tfachim, then it could be shaykh to the other chatzer also. In yesh b'miyuto yalbo, if the length, that means the amount, the shetach, the area of the miut that you were mebayit the kosel, you made it less than ten tfachim, is four tfachim, so it's a choshev amount. It's like a Pesach. It's like they have a door to the kosel and they could use the whole kosel. Because 10 tfachim high is a reshus bifnei atzmo, so the chotzer can't use it. But if it's less than 10 tfachim, so if it's an area of 4 tfachim wide, so it's like a Pesach to the whole kosel. So memele, since he goes through the Pesach, he uses the whole kosel as if part of that reshus. So then the Gemara asks, and then the Gemara says, Vim lav. If it's less than 4 tfachim, the miut, so he's only mishtamish keneged amiut, only that part of the miut. So the Gemara asks, Manafshach, if it's a miut, so he should use the whole kosel. If it's not a miut, so even that part he shouldn't use, it's a separate brishus. So Amaravine kigun shoka chulye meroshe. He took off from the top of the kosel part. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Some say he took off a big part. Some learn in the Rambam that he took off a half of the width of the kosel. Amaravichil. Kofo Seifel Memait. Next to the kosel on the ground, he put a cup or a glass, something that, or some say it's a sal, that he put a basket next to the kosel. So if you step on that thing that's next to the kosel, so it will be less than 10 tfachim from that until the kosel. So it's Memait the kosel, it's Memait. Vamait, Dobra Nital Beshabbos, Uva Dobra Nital Beshabbos Eino Memait, is something that we take away on Shabbos. And something that you could take away on Shabbos is not memait. So the Gemara says it's talking that he was mechaberet to the ground. If he was mechaberet to the ground, the Gemara says, but sometimes you could take it away. And the Gemara brings out tzir pagoshi tmino betevin, that there was a teina. If there's a fig that's not ripe yet, you put it into tevin or a harora, a cookie that's not yet baked. You put it into gecholim imegula mikhtoso nitelas b'Shabbos. So memela, if you could take it out on Shabbos, so it shouldn't be memait. And then the Gemara says that he put the sal with in a way that you need more of a chatzina, you can't be metaltel on Shabbos. Koponim, this Gemara is what Tosfos is bringing, that there's tevin that's not nital on Shabbos, that it's also ilubinian, it's tevin that's mukse, and the tevin you can't move, so memele the tevin mitzido should be memait. So Tosfos says that there's a difference. If it's tevin that's not nital on Shabbos, so it's memait. But if it's tevin in our Mishnah that's not memait, so memait, it's a kind of a tevin that a behema could eat, and it's not mukze. So Karen Ora says that this Tosfos is mashma, that is going, if kimat mefurish, that is going according to Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua, not lefi the other tirutim in the Gemara, because Tosfos is talking if it's nital or not nital. If it's tevin, that's not nital because of mukze, it's memait. If it's nital because it's a meichel behema, it's not mukze, so it's not memait. So memele nital and not nital is enough. But Lefi Rav Ashi and Lefi Rav Huna, the first and the last teretz and the Gemara, it's not enough to say that it's not Nital and Shabbos. That's only by Arnaki Lefi Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. But Lefi then you need that it's Ein Osid Lefanoisoi. And here we don't have that. It's only Ein Nital. So it comes out that this Tosfos, they saying Pshat the Mishnah, is saying it Lefi Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, not Lefi those two teruts. Then he brings that Tosfos in Daf Pei Daled. Here we're talking about a bar vasela. A bar vasela. If there's two chatzeros, one is higher like a porch, a mirpeses, and one is lower. So if there's a sela, a stone, a amud that's standing in the middle of the lower chatzer, so the shailis does the lower, then they have two eruvim. They weren't ma'arif together. So you have to give the amud either to the top one or to the bottom one, but both together can't use it. So we say that if it's high ten tfochim, it goes to the higher one, to the mirpeset. Bo vasela shen gvena sora la mirpeset. Tochis mikan lechotzer, so then the chotzer uses it, it's easier for them to do it. Then the Gemara says, but what's with a bor? A bor is deep, and it has walls around it. So how would we say that the people from the top use it, even if it's high ten tfochim, the walls, but still you have to put in your dli and your dola from way on the bottom, so it's lower. So the Gemara says, Ochem bebol meleo mayim askina, that it's full of water, the water comes to the top, memela the top ones use it easier, and it's next to them in ten tfochim. For chasro, the Gemara asks, but sometimes the water is less, so how could you give it to the top ones? For them it's also sometimes less, and it's lower down. Kivan b'chimal yesharye, ki chasro nam yesharye. If it's full, it's muters, and memela, even if it's less, it's also muters. Then the Gemara says, we should say the opposite, adarab, kivan d'chi chasra asire, kimal yonami asire, if it becomes less, so it's also. Why? Because it's lower down, it's not better for the top ones than the bottom ones. So if so, even if it's full, it should be also. Alom rabbi, ocha bebol meleon peris askinon. And then the Gemara, so it's mole peris. So then the Gemara says, that sometimes people will take from it, so it's talking about Peres of Tevel. So that means Peres of Tevel is Peres that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos that are Mukhtet. It's Eino Nital B'Shabbos. Then Tosfos says, on the Gemara that says that if it's Chasra Asira Kimal Yonami Asira, if the water would become less, it's also. So when it's full, it also should be also. Tosfos says in Daf Pei Daled, Davidovar Anital B'Shabbos, water is something you could take out on Shabbos. So it's not memayit from the bor, because since you could take it out, it's as if it's not there. It's as if it's there temporary. So it's not memayit the halal of the bor. So then the Gemara says, "Umazik beperos shel tevel de nitolin b'shabbos." Peros of tevel is not nital b'shabbos. Memayit it's mevato the bor. The leidomi law of avosid lefanoisoi. So Tosfos says that we learned before in Dafa and Tes in our sugya. That offer, if you put dirt and is osid lefanoisoi, you're going to take it out later. Doma leil deloy chayiz. So it said before that offer that's osid lefanoisoi is not chaytzik. So why do we say that here the water is also osid lefanoisoi, or the peirus after Shabbos is going to miser, they'll take it out. So why do we say that it's chaytzik? So over here, right away, we see that Tosfos is talking not aliba de Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua. Already from the Kasha, we see that he's talking about osid lefanoisi and ain osid lefanoisi, because he already said, Tosfos already said pshat in the Gemara that we're talking if it's ain nital b'Shabbos. So why is he asking from osid lefanoisi? So we see he's talking lefi the other terutzim. So Tosfos says the kibon osid lefanoisi loy mevatel v'domi mechitza amatzik ben shtei chatzeros aval amayit goyva asor l'shavi kepesach lemir peses. So Tosfos makes a chilek. Then if we're talking legabe two chatzeros to be mimali, to be mevatel a mechitza, that means the chorvitz is like as if it's a mechitza and you're mimali it with tevin. So to be mevatel a mechitza, you need that it should be enosid lefanoise. It has to be stronger of a kvius in it. But when we're talking about making a pesach over a mechitza, that it should be like the water is there and it makes it kilu for a pesach al tashmish for the top one, so then it's enough that it's eino nital b'shabbos, and you don't need that it's eino osid lefanoitzei. Tashas brings the Gemara 9 Zion that we read before, that if you put a cup or a basket next to the kosel, it makes it like a Pesach, and it's Memait. So Tashas is being Mechalik. There's two sugyas. There's a sugya of two chatzeros, and we want to say if it's all like one chatzer, and if you're not ma'ariv together, so it's asers one another, or you have to be ma'ariv together and can't do two separate eruvs. So that needs a stronger one of osid lefanoisei. But when we're talking about a mechitza with a pesach on it, like you put a something next to the pesach to make it lower than 10 tefachim, and it becomes like it's as if theirs, and it's easier to get to, or they got the water in a bar, that it should be called Pesach to them, so then it's enough with Eino Nital. If it's Eino Nital B'Shabbos, so then it's like it's their B'Kvius. So here Tosfos is talking not like Rav Huna B'Reish or Rav Yeshua, because the Sugya 9 Tes is talking about two Chatzeros to make them one or to separate them, and Legabe that, we need Osid Lefanoi, so, and Eino Nital wouldn't be enough, just like if you're Rav Huna B'Reish or Rav Yeshua. The Chazonish here says that Be'etzem, the Sugis itself, the Sugya in Daf Pei Dalet, that it talks about Peiros of Tevel, and the Sugya before it is talking about a Sulam. The Gemara says that if you have a Machitza between two Chatzeros, you put a Sulam next to it, that's wide for Tfogim, it gives it like a Pesach to the Machitza. So that Sulam has to be a Sulam that you're not going to move on Shabbos. Over there it says there's a Chilik between a Sulam Tzuri and a Sulam Mitzri. A Sulam Tzuri is very heavy, and that he wouldn't move. So, over there we're talking about a Dovah She'enu Nital B'Shabbos. You see, Lekul Alma, there's such an Indian of Enu Nital B'Shabbos. So Chazonish says, the Rav Huna B'Reish Rav Yeshua is talking Legabe Bitul of a Mechitza, and Bitul of a Mechitza, he holds Enu Nital is enough, and the other two Terutzim of the Gemara, Avuna, and Rav Ashi holds that it's enough, that you need Osid Lefanoisek. It's not enough that it's Enu Nital. But legabe making a pesach over a mechitza, legabe a mechitza that will be kaim only as a pesach over there, everybody would hold that's eino nita. The Karanora held that it's two different tosfos, and one tosfos in Dafa and Ches Amud Beis talks like Rav Huna B'Reish Rav Yeshua, and over there he holds that eino nita is for everything, and here he talks about and here tosfos would hold like the other two terutzim. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin, Perek Yemul, Halacha Yud Gimel. Here he's talking Charitz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. I'm starting from Halacha Yud Beis. Charitz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Omer Kasova Vrochav Albo Yeser, Ma'arvin Shnei Eruvin. Because the Charitz is mafsik between them, and we said that it could be a Pshat, it could also be a Hezber, because since it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, it has the measurements of a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, it's like a Rishus that's mafkia from the two. Poches mikan, ma'alvin echod, ein ma'alvin shnayim. If it's less than this measurement of 10 gova and 10 height and 4 the width, so it's all considered like one chotzer. V'im niyet umkoi be'ofar be'tzroiros, if he's memait the depths of it, be'ofar be'tzroiros, ma'alvin echod, ein ma'alvin shnayim. So here the diuk in the Rambam, and I saw that they say it, the diuk in the Rambam is that if he's memait umkoi, it doesn't have to be memait to offer all the way to the top of the tent for him. It's enough that he puts a chelik of the offer in, and it becomes less than tent for him. It's also memaited. I think I saw it in the Chazonish and in the Mishnah Berurah. So then it all becomes one because the charitz is bottled. Already has no, it doesn't have a chashivus, and the mele, the two chaseros are all considered one. So the Rambam says, why? Shestam ofo v'tzroiros b'charitz mevutolinei. What's the Rambam saying? That stam ofo and tzroiros that you put in a charitz, they're bottle. So the lashon is mashma, that's how the Mefarshim learned that the Rambam is paskening like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that charitz lemitam yekoi, the derech of a charitz is to stop it up, to fill it up. So that's why the charitz says stam ofo v'tzroiros b'charitz mevutolinei, they're bottle, because that's the derech. Then he says, "Abolim ilu teven kash ein memati nachivatim," because they're not bottom memele nacharit. V'chein im yed rochboy beluach bekone shoyshitoy boirach kol acharit ma'avin echod ve'in ma'avin shnayim. If you put a board on top, it's also mevato the charitz because it's flat end. B'chol adovo hanital b'shabes, anything that you can take away on Shabbos, kigoyin asal v'asefel, a basket or a glass. Ein mematin boy, elon ken chibri b'oretz chibor she'iyef shol l'shem tirat she'ach po b'deker. So the Rambam says that something that's nital b'shabes is not memait. That means saying that something that's not nital b'shabes is memait koisel and or the charitz and memela. And the Rambam is talking legabe ma'avin echod or ma'avin shnayim. That means legabe being mevatel a mechitza. And the Rambam seems to be saying two things. The Karanora is, why does the Rambam have to say in Aloch Yud Beis Shestamov of Tzroiros Bacharit Mevutolin Ein, and he's talking like Ravashi, that really it's Boto. Why is it Boto? Because Charit Lemitam Yekoi, and Smashma because it's Einosi Levanos, it's Boto Legamri to the Chotzer. It's enough to say, like he said by Salva Sevel, that if it's Eino Nital B'Shabbos, Ofar is Muktzah, and it's Eino Nital B'Shabbos. If it's Eino Nital B'Shabbos, it's already bought out to the Charitz, just like a Salva Sevel, if they would be a Eino Nital B'Shabbos. So the Rambam didn't have to say because of Ravashi's Tam of the Charitz Mevutolin. That's the Karanoros Kasha, and it doesn't say a Teretz. The Sugya in Sukkah, that's identical to our Sugya in some ways, and Daf Gimel Amud Beis says, Hoyso Gvoyo Me'esri Mama, if the Sukkah was higher than 20 Amos, that means the halal of the sukkah was more than 20 amos, it's puzzle. Bolemato bekorim beksosos. He wants to put pillows and covers, blankets inside the sukkah on the floor. And Memela, whoever goes into the sukkah, steps on top of them, and he's less than 20 amos from the schach. So lo have a mute. It's not called a mute. Rashi says, Bolemato lemait goiva halolo mecho venoisen bekalko iso lagbia. You're not about to leave your pillows and blankets in the sukkah all 7 days. If we knew for sure that whatever I put in there to be memait would be for 7 days, so it would be memait the sukkah and it would be called kosher. But since we know that he's mafsid, that he doesn't want to be mafsid his korim v'ksosos, and we know that he's about to take it out during the 7 days, he's not going to leave it there. So memela, it's not memait the sukkah. Tafal gab de batlinu. The Gemara says lekulu, even if he's memait the korim miksosos, he's mevatel it. And Rashi says lekol shivo batla daito itzel kolodom vein bitulei bitul. Even if he's mevatel it, and Rashi holds bepeh, he's mevatel it bepeh lekol shivo, it's not batel. What would be if tevenu bitloi have him mute teven and he was mevatel it? Rashi says bepiv leshivo. You have to say with your mouth that you're mevatelet for all 7 days. The kolshken offer obitloi teven beinosi lefanoise vopo stam machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbonon. The Gemara brings the same Mishnah from Olas. Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbonon by offer if you need to be mevatel or not. So offer stam lefi Rabbi Yosef, you don't need to be mevatel. Lefi Rabbonon, you need to be mevatelet. So we have three dargas. Teven obitloi is a mute. And offer obitloi is also a mute. Teven ve'enosid lefanoise and offer stam is a machloikis. And korin v'ksosos is never bottle even if you're mevatele. Rashi says, Teven ve'enosid lefanoise v'lo yitztorech lefanoise kol yimei achag. He won't have to take it out kol yimei achag. Umiyu lo yibit lo yimamish bepiv. He wasn't mamish mevatele bepiv, but we know he's not going to take it out. Here it's Mashman Rashi, that just like he says in Ervin, that when I'm mevatelet, I'm saying I'm not going to take it out kol yimei achag. The Ritva asked from Rashi, and he says that first of all, the Ritva says you don't need bitul bepeh. Even belev is also called bitul, and he says, well, we always know the klaun kolator kula dvorim shebelev enam dvorim is only the gabi akdeshus and chalos. But where you don't have a chalos, just that you're machshivit like offer, it's enough to do it belev, you don't have to do it bepeh. Also, what Rashi says, that you're mevatelet l'shiva, so the Ritva says that you need to be mevatelet l'oilam. It's not enough to be mevatelet only l'shiva. And he says, and he brings a riot. Korim v'ksoso is not a bitul because it's l'oilam. He says, l'shiva yimei achag, a person could be mevatel korim v'ksoso. So why isn't it a bitul? It's a riot that you need a bitul l'oilam. And a bit of oilam, you're not going to be mevatel korban b'ksosos, it's botla daita, it's of kolodim. At the end of the ritvo, what he says at the end is that legabe tume, it's enough to, if it's a bitul yom echad, you don't need loilam. If it's a iser, if there's a iser to take it away, let's say on Shabbos, the Gemara in Baba Basra says that a nefel, a ben shmoina, that is muktzeh, he was born to 8 months, so his male is muktzeh on Shabbos because he's like a mess. So it's boto b'chaloyim, even though you're going to take it away later. So the Ritva says, it's because there's an Isur of Shabbos. If there's an Isur of Shabbos to take it away, it's already boto. And the Ritva is Moisif, and he says, why do we need to be mevatel it by Sukkah? Why do we need bitul lo'ilam? Because we're afraid maybe he's going to take it away. If he's mevatel lo'ilam, even belayed, if he's mevatel lo'ilam, so we say he's not going to take it away in the middle. So everything is totally if he's going to take it away or not. By a tume, so if it's an Isur to take it away, so memele it's botel. But if it's not an Isur to take it away, so we're afraid it'll take it away, so memele it has to be mevato et belev loilam. The shaila is what would be on the Shabbos of Sukkah. That means if we have, or Yontav, you're not allowed to move something on Yontav, offer, you're not allowed to move it. Why should we be mevato et? Why do you need to be mevato et loilam? If the Tavor says legabi tume, that Isur is machshiv, that it's kavua in the spot, so why can't we say that on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if there's something that's muktzah for that day, it should be bottled there, because he's not going to take it away. Tosfos here says in Daf Dalet, in Sukkah, on Korim V'Ksosos, the Gemara said, Batlinu botlo daito itzul kolodom. So Tosfos says from Arnaki, the Gemara says in Erevim, what we learned before, that because there's an Easter Shabbos to take away a wallet with money, arne ki kismo leimos, on Shabbos, because he can't take it away, memele it's botol, it's mevato v'charitz. So why can't we say that korim v'ksosos is botol? It says it's not doim. Why isn't it doim? The chur of the pshat is because by Arneki there's an Easter to take it away, so because of the Easter he won't take it away. By korim v'ksosos he's just doing it for a mitzvah. So when he wants to be mekayem the mitzvah, he'll use it, but he might take it away later. There's no iser to take it out memela. It's not bottle because of that. The Ran in Sukkah brings a raya that you don't need a bitul oilam, a bitul shiva is enough, because the Mishnah Nolas also says a krishal tvua, and tvua is something that a person is going to use. It's food. So why over there it's bottle by Olas, it is bottle krishal tvua? So he says because a krishal tvua is going to live there for a while. He doesn't have specific plans when he's going to take it away, memele it's bottle. So the same thing he says, that here by Sukkah for 7 days it's bottle, it's enough. The Rambam in Sukkah and Shulchan Aruch also, this, by Legabi Sukkah, the Rambam paskins that Ofor and Tevin both need bitul mefurish. And by Eruv, Ofor doesn't need bitul. So over there the Sharat Zion already says in Simon Shin Ayin Beis and Sif Cotton Pei Zion, the Sharat Zion says that it's the difference is Rav Ashi's difference, that by Haritz, by Eruvim, we're talking about a bitul of a Haritz, so it's bottle, offer is bottle memela, you don't need to be mevatel. But by Sukkah, we're talking about a house, and a house, you need to be mevatel. So I was thinking, what would be, and then I found this, Fasemis talks about this here, what would be a Sukkah that's gavoa esrimamo? But why is it gavoa esrimamo? It's in the middle, it's level to the ground, but because there's a haritz, a ditch in the sukkah, so from the floor of the sukkah, it's 20 amos. If I would fill up that ditch with offer, it would come to ground level, and then it would be a normal sukkah. So over there, the shaila is, do we say, like Rav Ashi said, haritz lemitam yekoi, so memela would be bottle, or we say it's like a bayis, that lav lemitam yekoi. So it seems to be that this Fasema says that it would be like a haritz, that it would be bottle memela. But I'm not sure. I was thinking misvara not like that, that it could be because we're talking about a sukkah. It's dome to lo plug, but it's even better than lo plug. Here we're talking not about a harif. We're talking about a sukkah, a bais. The bais starts from the bottom. It doesn't matter that usually we would fill it up. Since we're talking about a bais, so we say it needs to be mevatelit. We don't make a difference between this kind of harif or that. The harif ravash, even better, the harif ravash is talking about is a harif that we're not using. It's between two chatzeros. So memela, it's something that's only to be mevatel. But here we built a sukkah on top of Haritz. Maybe the sukkah is the whole thing. The whole thing would be called a ba. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Mes, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vov, Paskens, Bayis, Shemil'ou, Ofor Etzroiros, Areze Botel Habayis, Vareu Kegal Shel Ofor Etzroiros. That means if you filled up a house with dirt or tzroiros, it's botel. You don't need to be mevatel it. Over here, it's kasha from sukkah. In sukkah, we paskin, the Rambam paskins like Ravashi, that bayis is not lemitam yekoi. Memele, by sukkah, all for us to be mevatel it. So why by olos? We're also talking about a bayis. So the bayis by olos, you don't need to be mevatel it. Memele botel. It says, areu kegal shelo for tzroiros. So here Rav Shach talks about this, and I saw that Rabbi Zalman and Eben Ezra also talks the same way, that by all those, and then the Masada, the whole thing, the Kasha is because the Gemara and Sukkah says that all those and Sukkah have to be the same. Basically what he says is that by all those, it's not that the offer and Tzroros are bottled to the house. It's that the house is bottled from being a house. It's not a ohel. So Memela, feel if you say the offer is not bottled to the house because it's not lemitam yikoi, but the ohel ames is not a ohel. And then he's mesader that the Gemara is medames sukkah to ohel ames. It's all arichas that we won't go into. Just we wanted to mention the stira between the two and that they mention it. Then there's Tosfos says the Tosfos and Dafa and Chesam and Beis asks. In Eruvin, from the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf. The Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf says that if you have a board that's mole peiros and you threw something on it, legabe hutzor, it's not called a moitzim el shusa rabin lo shusa yochid. But if it was mole mayim, so it's called a hutzor mel shusa rabin lo shusa yochid, then you're chayim. So there's resist, but peiros are not, shouldn't be mevatel the mechitza. Just like we say here, that Tevin that's Nital on Shabbos is not Mevato. So why is Peiros there Mevato the Rishus HaYorid? So Tosfos says Midoraisa it's Mevato. But Me'eruv Derabonan it's not Mevato. It's not Mevato the Mechita Memele, it's Marvin Shnaim. The Gaon Yaakov asks here that here it comes out Lekula, like Midoraisa is Ben is Bato and it should be one Chotzer. So Midorabonan they came and they said, then it's not mevatel. Memele, it's like two chatzir, so it's a kula that they don't have to be marv one with the other, and if they forgot to be marv together, that they don't answer each other. That's the Tosfos. The Sameach comes with a new pshat, and I saw the Rabbi Zalman also says it bekitzer. The Sameach says a mechudish dike pshat. He says the enachanami peirus are not bottled to the boar, but if there's peirus full in the boar, people are going to walk over it. So it's also rabbi mo mevatli mechitzta. That's why there's no Isur of Shabbos of Zerik Mershus or Rabbi Mershus Eretz, as if you the Rabbim are Mevatoit, not the Peirus. Peirus only a Gorim that the Rabbim could be Mevatoit. But if there's Mayim, they're not going to walk across it because there's water there. So Memele, it's not Mevatoit Mechitza. There's one Akud that's interesting, what Rabbi Zalman says at the end of the piece that he says there. He says, if you put Karim Beksosos in the Sukkah, so if you're mevatel it to the sukkah, it would become part of the sukkah. And then it would become muktzeh, just like the dfanos and the schach of the sukkah. So if the korim b'ksosos would become muktzeh, so it's eino nital b'shabbos. You're not allowed to take it out to Ochol HaMoed. So memel, if you're not allowed to take it out, it should be bottle. So why do we say bottle daitetz of kolodom? Since there's a iser, it should be bottle. So then he goes on to say that it could be that you're allowed to take it out of the sukkah, but you're not allowed to have anmoah from it. And that declares, but all kashas is like a mechudash kasha. Why do we say, he says that it would be a galgal achoza. That means, why do we say that it's not bottle? Because bottle of daito it's of kolodom, and for sure he's going to take it out. Like the Loshon of Rashi, Mipnef said Mamono will take it out. Well, if you what the Ran says, he doesn't want it to get dirty. But if it would become muktza, it would be bottle to the sukkah. Mele, if it's muktza and it's bottle to the sukkah, so he won't take it out because there's an iser to take it out. But we didn't find, Torah B'Sazam, I don't think we found that the ground of the sukkah is muktza. The dfanos and the schach is part of the sukkah. That makes the sukkah, and that's muktza. The ground is only that's where the sukkah starts. It's not part of the sukkah. Underground is not the sukkah. The sukkah starts from where the ground stops. So Memele, it shouldn't become muktza to the sukkah. The chidush to bechlau call it, that should be called muktza. There's a lot more to talk about this inyan of Boto Legabe the Sukkah and Legabe Sukkah and Shabbos Legabe the Eruv and Legabe Tuma. But this will be enough for now.